Welcome. This is week 9 of Working with the Law with transformational life coach, Christy Carotti.
Hello and welcome. Today we are moving into the law of forgiveness. Let's start with our gratitudes and proud of. So take a minute right now and move into our gratitude. Something that you're grateful for. And then shift into the proud of. And know that this creates like a funnel, like our hands up in the air, the funnel to catch all the goodness that is available to us through operating at this frequency of gratitude and proud of. Today we are talking about the law of forgiveness. We can look at any aspect of our life and apply all of these laws to it. All of them seem to really speak to our abundance, how we receive life, how we live life, how we express life. And money in our life is simply a tool. It's a frequency of energy. It's really just an indicator of our belief systems. And each one of these laws describes our time, money, freedom, our health, our relationships, and our career and your philanthropy or your evocation. If you watch Dr. Quantum, the one he does called Flatland, he talks about the two-dimensional world doesn't understand the three-dimensional world unless it gets flung into the three-dimensional world and experiences it. And that's really when we look at the concept of forgiveness. You know, one of the things that I love is that forgiveness benefits you. You are the recipient of the good when you forgive. It's not about the other person. It's about benefiting you. There's the Buddhist story, I guess it is. Non-forgiveness is like picking up a piece of coal, getting ready to throw it to that person. And what does it do when you pick up the coal? It burns you first. So that's, you know, the basic premise here is it's not necessarily as important to deal with the realm of the other person, but where you can make the shift is in your own consciousness, is in your own thought. That's what we can do best for anyone in our lives, anywhere, is to change our thought, our thinking. I've often said to people when they've realized that they're resentful of something or that they have a challenge or a problem in some area, I say, that's the good news because, or that you're, this whole concept that you're responsible for what happens to you because of your thoughts, they're like, well, I didn't ask for that. I didn't. Well, you may not have asked for it, but there was an opening somewhere in your belief system that allowed it to come in. And knowing that that's so and that that's true, that's the good news because it's simply a perception shift. Now, we know it's not as simple as simply, but it is as simple as simply. Once we know this, as we're in this work, And it doesn't do the other person any good for us to have a grudge against them. It hurts us. The definition of forgiveness is a shift in perception. And I want to take this sentence apart a little bit. Forgiveness is a shift in perception, and that shift in perception removes a block in me to my awareness of love's presence or the power of all that is right here. And it's like a constriction of the flow. So you might think of like a hose. And if you don't forgive, it's like a kink in the hose and the water's not able to flow through it. Or some gravel or junk has gotten stuck in the hose and it's a trickle rather than a flow moving through it. So just for that reason alone, to, like I said, to experience the greater sense or flow of creativity, of life and its greater abundance, we want to shift our perception. And it's only perception. It's not a reality. It's not as if what somebody else did to us that we might have some resentment or grudge constricts the flow, but it's our perception of that. And that's what this work is all about. In fact, that's what my proud of was today, is to notice what I'm noticing, that I'm proud that I notice what I'm noticing. And I notice in taking a look at the concept of forgiveness, is there anywhere that the flow is constricted? And what do I need to do to shift the perception that I have that's blocking my good? The law of forgiveness, not only does it go into the concept of what do we need to forgive, but this, of all of the laws, really affects our finances the most. And in fact, there is a particular section in here that we could actually spend the whole call delving into and checking into our own personal beliefs around that. Bob Proctor says, first, we must erase from our mind the thought that anyone can owe us anything. And it goes into the whole concept and philosophy of debt and forgiveness and our whole idea of having debt in our lives. And I just want to say about forgiveness, it is really interesting how connected forgiveness is to abundance. And that frequency of not being in forgiveness really takes us away from that place of freedom that we experience with abundance of living an amazing life, with the abundance of entertaining the wonderful programs that we're able to involve ourselves in, through the recreation and all of those things. And so forgiveness is not just important at a level of what we think of common forgiveness, just, you know, letting go of something, but of being able to move ourselves to that higher frequency of being that greater expression of the divine, of our greatness, of what we are meant to be here to do. So we're on to the idea of debt. We must first erase from our mind the thought that anyone can owe us anything. I mean, just think of the chatter in that. So I want you to pay attention through this week. What are you resisting that is keeping you from what you would love? Okay, and then look at how can I be non-resistant in that situation. But you don't know until you know. You know, it's like you didn't know that 5 times 5, that the little X sign in there could multiply, that it did that thing, the same thing that 5 plus 5 plus 5 plus 5 plus 5 did, until you knew it. And you had to visualize it. You had to get the concept of it. And this is the same way. We must first erase from our mind the thought that anyone can owe us anything. This will then bring us into clear atmosphere in which we sow seeds or ideas of abundance for those who are indebted to us. In this way, the debtor will find more fertile soil to bring forth thoughts of abundance. So if we forgive our debtors and believe that anybody owes us anything, and this is a philosophical conversation here, it's something that you have to embody inside, then that frees them up to have more fertile soil to become more abundant. When they catch the spirit of the free-flowing thought of plenty, they will be happy to pay their debts, and all that is justly ours will come to us cheerfully. And I have a little disagreement with this. We don't know what channel it will come to us, but if we forgive debts to us, it will come to us in some way. In other words, when we free our mind from all thoughts of debt and try to realize more and more the presence of plenty, we shall soon be strong enough to reach out and realize abundance for our debtors. This is the only way that debt can be permanently canceled. Through applying the law of forgiveness, both parties concerned will be lifted from the debt consciousness to a prosperous consciousness, and prosperity and plenty shall abound. Now, that's a lesson most people never really learn. So what do you hear in that? What are you hearing in that? If you're thinking debt, you're going to attract debt. So if there's nothing else but the idea of not wanting to attract debt, how can we think about, say, our bills, the things that we might owe as well out in the world. How can we not think of it as debt? What is prosperity for you in regard to maybe having paid off your bills? Feeling free, free to make creative choices. This is this practice right now, is to catch ourselves before we send ourselves back to that vibration. So it's freedom. Okay, so one of the things, what's something that you can do to view debt differently?
It's an
investment. And think about your daily bills that you pay. Can you see those as investments and those in having provided you with freedom? See, then you just set the law of reciprocity in action just by being grateful for what you've received. And if you don't come clean with that, if you don't come equal with that, you have stopped the flow. It's like standing in the river, and the river flows around you and it pushes on you. And it was a service that you got. So I like to turn the concept of debt around to investment. So think of the frequency of the word debt with the frequency of the word investment. Whether it was a past investment, I got electricity, I have my computer going, I have my phone plugged in, I have the light on. You know, this is an investment in my freedom, my creativity. And as Mary says, this is the curriculum of our becoming. When we can start thinking about things in this way, this is what we didn't know. See, this is what we didn't know that we believed. We believed that debt was on top of us. We believed that we were under debt. We believed that we were in over our heads. And what the truth is this is actually our curriculum of our becoming. And this is how we can be grateful, even for the investment we call debt, is that we get to learn from it now in this work as we take this deeper dive, and we find that it is the lesson. It's the thing that is allowing us to point out a resistance that we've had, you know, to believe that we are under debt. When this is an investment, and the more we see that and pull that into that vibration, what happens? The water must rise to that level. It must rise to that level. And then what happens? You receive more, you give more, you receive more, you give more. And this is because of the change in perspective. And that's a great place to look at. Are you feeling struggle somewhere? Great. How can you look at it from a different perspective? Mary says, every single day we look at where am I out of alignment with my own thinking that would create a constriction in my feeling. And any place that we are not at ease, we know that we have thought wrongly. Isn't that amazing? Everywhere that we are feeling lack of ease, that we're wrong. That's just our perception. And our perception is something that we can change. It's powerful work. Going back and listening to it again and again, and you'll see that it'll come up again. But you each here by opening to a different perspective, even on this concept of debt, have opened up a place of receiving greater knowledge, greater understanding, and therefore greater flow in all areas of your life. So sometimes we also kind of get stuck in the idea that if we forgive somebody, we're letting them off the hook. But they were wrong. But they did that. But they, you know, and this is so, if you think about it, you know, with my 16-year-old, I hear this all the time. I mean, he even gets mad at the door because he kicked the door and it hurt his foot, you know. And that is such a developmental stage to be blaming outside of ourselves. And we know that if we blame outside of ourselves, that we are a victim. And so it's so empowering to take not the responsibility of the act or action, but the responsibility of moving or shifting our perception. And how do we do that? We can see the divine in everything and everyone. I don't know how, I don't know why, but I know this is for the higher good of everyone involved. And one of our highest goods can be just in the awareness that we are not limited to perception and that we are actually empowered as we change our perception. It's one of our great faculties, like imagination and intuition. It's one of our great faculties of what we can shift. And as we know, and as you know, especially in this work, that not only when we hold on to grudges, but when we become more aware that if we hold on to grudges, it can manifest into illness. And so people say when they come into this work, it's like a flood of negativity comes up. And that's because there hasn't been the awareness yet. And once there's an awareness, it's almost like opening the gate to all the things. Well, it's like pulling the dam out of the flood to let all of the river run clean. And it takes some time, sometimes, except we've been in this work a little bit longer, that we know that we can have instantaneous healings and instantaneous results in our lives. The idea that if I just put this in the back of my mind, it'll go away. And it actually doesn't. It's that same thing that it can fester and become a sore or something, illness. But we need to make a conscious effort to release them. And on the other hand, I love the story of Bob Proctor and Cynthia Kersey, where she said she was going to do this work for 6 months of really being in the feeling of her anger towards her divorce or something. And he said, why not find something that you're more passionate about than that anger and change that energy? And so I think that's another really great thing to do in this work, is to really pay attention to what we're passionate about and shift our energy to that, to loving people, to being kind to people, to creating healing in people's lives. So our thinking capacity, I want you to think about it. It actually can expand, but for this situation, I want you to think of it as a container, and whatever is in it is in it. And in order to displace the negativity or that we need to forgive, we need to create replacement thoughts. So if you've ever washed out a dirty pot while you're camping and you're running the hose in the pot, it's dirty, it's dirty, it's dirty. You keep running the water until the water begins to run clear. You're displacing the dirty water and replacing it with clean water. And so we need to pay attention to every single thought we think. And this is a constant practice, and one that we have the opportunity to be in every moment. You know what I just did? There was these sparkly droppings from the tree that was resin, and they looked like diamonds glimmering in the sun. And I just thought, I wonder if they're hard. Well, of course they're not hard. I have pitch all over my fingers, but it smells really good. So see, I could have pitch on my fingers and be sticky everywhere, or it can smell really good. You know, how are we going to apply our thought process? This was one of the things that really struck me in reminding me of this forgiveness work, was the whole idea of connection with abundance and the giving versus the getting. So when you are looking at your numbers, right, you're in a get mode. When you're in a, it doesn't matter, it's a give mode. It's a balance, and it's something to really explore. It's not even so much of a balance, and it's something I'm exploring right now as well. But it's really looking at how in every act or action we are in the give mode versus the get mode. So how does that look, and how does that pertain to numbers? Well, here's one way. I'm just going to throw this out here because this just popped into my head, is that you want to serve more people. You want to give your gift to more people. And yeah, sure, that's how a business operates. Well, it operates because that's the flow of the universe, to be able to give more supports, getting more, so that you can give more. But if the intention is to get, it stops right there. It stops in the getting, like your hands are out, you know, and starting to get full. When you have a molecular shift in one area, how do you hold that frequency and that understanding as you move into the other arenas? So to take where you're very successful in your thinking and your evolutionary process, and then to shift it to an area that you're not So mine right now is currently knowing that we're going to be teaching abundance, and I want to go to the deeper level of understanding and being able to teach a deeper level of moving to that molecular shift with the arena of abundance. So to really ground that in your feeling so that you can conjure that up at any time at will. If you can identify that as a frequency, this is what I found helpful. Identifying that as a frequency and then being able to move to that frequency in another arena of your life, putting it into actual practice. So, for example, she can go to a place where she feels very sure that she's at a high frequency. That's in her yoga practice, is one of those arenas. And she can then hold on to that frequency and then shift into maybe an image of Steve being there looking in her room when there's less than 10 yoga students in there, and being able to look at that situation from that frequency. It's just like our tagline. We need to be able to move into forgiveness of ourselves. So I think that the step number one is to be able to forgive yourself for the self-doubt. So first of all, let's think of the river. I love the river image. So this is the river life. And plopped down in the middle of the river is this big boulder right now. It's called self-guilt. The water's rushing around, all the life-giving, flowing, and then there is this boulder in there that I feel bad. This is the fact versus the truth. Okay, so the fact is that there is this thing called assigning blame. Okay, what is the truth about your responsibility in this? Who are you? Who are you in truth? So what was the resistance? Because we want to identify this so that we can take this tool and use it again. Claiming being a person of increase is more powerful and helpful than being a guilty party. Next week, we're going to study the law of sacrifice. And I'm just going to point this out. And as you listen to the law of sacrifice next week, you can hear this maybe at a deeper level. But it's, what do I need to let go of? What little thing or lesser thing do I need to let go of to experience the greater? And if you experience the greater, say the greater as in a more communion with the divine, then you are bringing more energy as that vibration into the world, which is much more powerful than bringing the guilt into the world. I feel that you have the tools to, first of all, observe where you need forgiveness. And a great way to observe where you need forgiveness in is to ask yourself, where am I stuck? What's not working? The practice there is to learn how to move into the frequency you really love. Feel that frequency as you really get it in your DNA before you walk into work. There's some forgiveness work around this as well. So the homework assignment for this week is to write something that you have a sticking point with on the left side, and then look at the remedies on the right side, tear the left side off and burn it, and have that symbolic experience of that is burned, that is gone, and this is my new replacement thought, and to continue to move that.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Here are two exclusive podcast listener offers. First, for a limited time, podcast listeners can work with Christy in person at a deep discount. Christy offers a unique coaching modality of her own creation that helps clients discover their own answers to where they're stuck and how to move forward. As one of her clients puts it, it always works. This transformative process is designed to help you identify blocks and create breakthroughs in your personal and professional life. As a thank you for listening to the podcast, you're eligible for a special discount. Normally $97 for a half-hour introductory session, podcast listeners get a $70 discount automatically applied if you use this link, masteringtheartoflife.com/podcast-IWD-offer. That's masteringtheartoflife.com/podcast-IWD-offer. And that link is in the podcast general description as well. Second, you can get the entire library of Mastering the Art of Life with PDF notes and worksheets for each lesson, plus bonuses at no cost at masteringtheartoflife.com/9-month opt-in, all one word, masteringtheartoflife.com/9-month opt-in. That link is also in the general podcast description.